But I mean, did you ever see
anybody make it? No, I never seen anybody make it, but I've seen them make cornbread now.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I've seen them make cornbread.
How do you do that?
They just stir it up real good and put a little salt on it and put some flour on top of it and everything and put it in the stove and cook it. And you got a pie hominy. You call that a pie hominy.
It's cornbread, you call it a pie
hominy? Yeah, pie hominy.
How about?
It's good eating too.
Is it thick?
Yeah, it's thick.
About 2 or 3 inches?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 inches thick. You just put it in the pan and put it in the stove and cook it.
Did you ever eat any other kind of cornbread?
No, I never have eaten any other cornbread. Just made out of corn. That's what we call cornbread, of course, made out of corn. Now we're eating light bread made out of flour and stuff.
Well, how do you do that? How do you make light bread?
Well, I never made no light bread, but you make up a dough and size it up like a loaf of bread and put it in the stove and bake it till it comes brown and you think it's done, and you take it out and you put it in slices, and that's called light bread.
Can you make light bread at home?
No.
What kind of light bread do you eat here then?
Buy the stores.
So you call that what kind of bread?
Light bread. Call it light bread. Different people makes it now. Miss Beard's is about the biggest seller here in Walker County, Miss Beard's bread. She's been making bread for 100 years. Of course, she's dead now, but her son keeps it up.
Well, so you wouldn't say that wouldn't be any kind of homemade bread. That'd just be...
Well, that'd be homemade bread.
Would?
Then Miss Bed started out, she's making homemade bread, you know, like that, for the neighbors to sell, and it just grew and grew and grew till she had to put up a factory. And she got trucks riding in every city around in Texas delivering her bread today. Her grandsons have, it has.
So, well, you wouldn't say that, but nowadays you don't make that, that's not homemade bread, that's...
No, you buy your light bread already made now.
So, you call that store bottle?
Store-bought bread.
Well, you know, yesterday you mentioned hay, too. We were talking about the hay
side. Yeah.
Did you ever cut the hay more than one time?
Yeah, I've cut hay at one time. And then you rake it up in windrows, and a bale will come along and bale it up for you.
Well, did you ever cut it again after you cut it?
Yeah, you get second cutting. Yeah, that depends on the weather. If you get rains, you know, after you cut it first time, you get enough rains and all to make it grow, the stubs and all, and you can get a second cutting.
What do you do with that second cutting?
Well, you feed it to your cattle and save it or sell it or whatever you want to do.
You don't leave it out on the field?
Oh, no, you don't leave it out in the field. But nowadays, they're baling it and leaving it in fields in great big rows, 20 bale rows at a time. And now, saves a whole lot of trouble. Just put your cows in the pasture and they go to those hay roads and eat what hay they want. You don't have to pay for labor and lose time and tear up a bale of hay and all. They bale it in 20 bale lots, great big rolls, and leaves it in the field. Weather doesn't hurt it.
Well, you said you grew corn. Did you ever have a field that you didn't plant again, but some corn came up in it, left over from the year before?
Well, yeah, you'd cut that out if you had cotton in it. If you were planting cotton in it, you had corn in it the year before that, you'd cut the corn out.
What do you call that corn that comes up again? It's just, if you had a field, you know, and some corn, just some seeds just fell in the ground, and yeah, they just popped up by themselves.
Well, just corn and gruel, you know, from the first plant. You cut that out.
Is that the same as volunteer?
You talking about volunteer? Well, you'd call that volunteer corn that came up. It's seed that didn't get seasoned right and it finally come up again. Sprouted and came up again.
What about wheat? Did people ever grow wheat around here?
Not around here.
Did you ever see it grow?
I never did see any wheat grow. Now they grow it in Oklahoma around.
Oh, they did?